this actually addressed the scripture that they were talking about. And if you read that whole chapter, you will see that they were talking about giving to a specific group of people. And this group of people that was giving, the Macedonians, were the ones that are going to receive the gift. He said that he didn't want them to come and feel like they were pressuring the other group of people to give to them. So he was telling them to give with a cheerful heart, meaning we're not coming to make you give anything that you do not want to give.
And this is a charity.
Yes.
This
yes.
Is not a tithe. This was supporting the ministry in Jerusalem.
Yes. So this was like given to a ministry. So, for example, if we had a ministry here and we needed support financially and we asked, okay, will you all give to this ministry? Basically, he was saying, okay, if you make a commitment, keep that commitment. We don't want to come and force you to keep your commitment. We want you to be willing to give that because you committed to giving this. And that's what happened in this chapter. They had made a commitment to give a specific amount. So what the writer did, he said, I'm going to send people ahead of time to make sure you're able to keep your commitment, what it is that you said you were going to do, because we don't want you to feel like we're forcing you to do what it is you said you were going to do. We want you to be able to do it. So when we come, there's no shame on you. There's no shame on us. It's just giving and giving with a cheerful heart. When that comes to us, when you make a commitment, make sure it's from your heart. Don't make a commitment that you feel like you can't handle or you can't hold. That's what this scripture is saying. Make sure the commitment you are making is coming from your heart. It's what you really want to give and it's what you can give at that point. And don't give and then feel some kind of way. Oh, because, you know, I gave to this, but I really didn't have it to give. He doesn't want us to give like that. When it comes to like this type of giving, yes. Yes. my Father will take you. He will adopt you as his children. So in a way, we have a brotherhood with Jesus because God the Father, he called him my Father. This is my Father. He sent me down. And so as we are the children of God, we are connected to Jesus in that way. So that could be another way that they're looking at that. Because when Jesus walked the earth, we were his brothers and sisters in Christ because he said, my Father. You know, he responded to God as his Father, even though he was God himself as well. But he honored his Father in heaven. So maybe that's where they're getting that. If it's not from your heart, I wouldn't say give, because he said if it's not coming from your heart, because he doesn't want you to give grudgingly. He says give freely. So what you might want to do in that sense is pray, because if God is telling you to give, you got to pray, God, help me with my flesh.
And we also, you know, when you're talking about your tithe, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yes. Thank you. again, that goes back to praying and spiritual discernment, because you have to know. Scripture, because I didn't get to go through it, but in 2 Corinthians 9, starting at verse 7, it says, each one of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. You should not give if it makes you unhappy or if you feel forced to give. God loves those who are happy to give, and God can give more blessings than you need, and you will always have plenty of everything. You will have enough to give to every good work. As the scripture said in Psalm 112:9, he gives generously to the poor, and his goodness will continue forever. Verse 10 says, God is the one who gives seeds to those who plant. So whatever we give to others is a seed. And he gives bread for food. And God will give you spiritual seeds and make the seeds grow. He will produce a great harvest from your goodness. So basically, whatever we give, even if we're unsure if we should give it or not, God is going to take it and he's going to make it grow. But he's also going to bless you for your gift of giving. He's going to make sure that you have what it is that you need as well. situations, use discernment. Because sometimes we step in places or we do things that we shouldn't do in the timing, because God may be trying to get a person to have faith in him instead of us just operating and, you know, not like some people give just because they see a situation, they know it's a need. Oh, we're going to just step in and give. But you should always go to God when certain things happen, because God may be trying to get that person to believe or have faith in him as well. Yes.
Bless even your enemies.
Yes.
Do good unto them that despitefully use you.
Yes.
And you know, when you're doing that, you're bringing glory to God, because now that person has no leg to stand on to bring accusations against you. Not that they won't try, but people will see what kind of person you really are, and they'll put that lie to shame. Bless your enemies. So yes, unless God tells you not to do it,
right?
We can be cheerful in doing that because we know we're bringing honor to God, and in the long run, you're going to be blessed. Any other questions? Go ahead. Well, you shouldn't give expecting.
Right.
Definitely. Your heart has to be right. Go back to Matthew. Right. Go back to Matthew 6. It's not to be seen, not to sound a horn or trumpet, it says. Don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing.
Right.
And the Father which sees in secret will reward you openly. Now, you don't do it for the purpose of gain.
Right.
You're doing it to glorify God.
I would say, you know, God gives in different forms. When we bless other people, and when we give from our heart, and when we give freely, God, he gives us in different ways. Like, it could be that car wreck that just missed us. That could be his way of giving back to us. You know, he gives in ways that we are, you know, we're not even looking. When we sow seeds, you know, when we reap that harvest, it can come in many different forms of, you know, returning. You know, because he said, if you give from your heart, I'm going to make sure you have everything you need. You might not think about it, but not running out of food during COVID might have been God's way of blessing your harvest or your seed that you planted years ago. Or not getting sick through COVID might be God's way of saying, here, you know, I'm going to cover you in this season because you've sown. All right? The way we reap our harvest is not always the way we plant the seed. So just think about it that way. I know some people look at it that way. Oh, I put this much in, so I'm expecting so much back. But yeah. So, you know, I can't speak on that, but that's the way I see when we sow seeds. You know, the harvest comes back in different ways. Don't always, we shouldn't be expecting it back anyway, like the word says, but when he says, if you sow, you will reap. You know, that's a promise. If you sow, you will reap. All right? So, you know, whatever way you sow, you can expect to reap something, but don't expect to reap what you sowed. It might not look like what you put in there.
Thank you.
what it says, you know, don't give if you're forced, if you feel forced. The Bible says it. I just read it. Don't give if grudgingly or if you feel some kind of way, and don't give if you feel forced. Everything we take back to God at the end of the day. Okay, God, you know, is this the right thing to do? Should I do this? Should I not? If you feel forced to do it, then God is saying, this is not what I want you to do. I don't want you to feel forced to do anything. That's why sometimes I have a problem when, you know, they're raising an offering and people have given from their hearts and they're saying, we need this much more, you know, what the people have given. God says, I will increase that. You just got to trust me. You know, so just everything, prayer and supplication. Good.